Hello and welcome. You are with me. This is Erica Glessing, and this is the Erica Glessing Show, where we have 8 minutes of daily inspiration for creatives, entrepreneurs, lightworkers, and just really anyone who would like to change the world. My guest today changes the world every single day just with her beautiful smile. Her name is Svava Brooks. She's a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, and she founded a nationwide prevention and education organization. She's a fabulous being. She's an author in one of the books that I published called A New Day Dawns, Breaking Up with Abuse. She's also written a book of her own that she's going to share a little bit more about. Welcome, Svava.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Erica.
Oh, how much fun to have you here with me on the podcast. So just tell us a little bit about kind of when you're, this is what shows up for me. When you're speaking in front of people, kind of how do you prepare for that? How do you prepare for like, because you're so good at getting in front of people and speaking. Mm. What are some of the things that you bring to play when you're doing that?
Well, thank you for asking that, because I think like every human, we get butterflies when we consider presenting our most vulnerable selves. And we do that when we speak in front of people. But how I've learned to prepare myself is just to really turn it over to God, spirit, universe. I'm here to serve. But I make sure I feel grounded and in my body, because when I'm grounded and in my body, I'm also connected more to Mother Earth, where I get a lot of support and love and power from. And also then I'm at home in my heart space. I really need to be in my body to really allow myself to embody this big, beautiful heart that I know that I'm here to share with the world. And so that's really what I ground myself in. I tell myself I'm in my knowing, I'm in my heart, and I'm here, I'm here, I'm here.
You know, that was something, and I just got goosebumps, so I'm feeling very guided on this interview. There was a moment in your marriage, which you're in a really nice marriage right now with beautiful children, there was a moment where you said your heart was like not there, or you were, and I'm just curious about that moment. Tell us about that, and then what you kind of did to change that.
Yeah, I've shared that. I've shared that story before. You know, it was almost like my husband was about to give up on me, or our marriage was starting to fall apart a little bit, because the impact from my traumatic childhood was really starting to get in the way in a big way. And the turning point was when he came to me and he said, "Honey, I can't feel your heart." And I can still, you know, every time I share this story, I can just feel it. Like, it was really a powerful moment, because it brought up a lot of shame in that moment. I felt like it was unfair. He was being mean to me. He was asking me to do something I had no idea what to do. And, you know, and like thinking about it now, it brings up like feelings like, oh my God, I cannot imagine living without being connected to my heart, because it's such a huge source of who I am today. But back then, no wonder I was suffering being so disconnected from it. But it was a turning point, and I trusted him, I loved him, and I had to be willing to consider that there was the truth in what he was saying. But once I got past being angry, like I yelled at him, I said, "Show me a book, show me a picture. You know, you can't ask me to do something without giving me the information to do it." But once I calmed down, I'm like, okay, I get it. That's my goal, is to really learn how to connect with my heart, because I want to, you know, show my husband that I love him, and I want to show my love to my kids. And so that was kind of the catalyst on my journey for really starting to embody myself, like really dropping into this. You know, why I talk a lot about the journey to the heart, or living out of our hearts, is that I was suffering so much because I didn't know how to do that.
I'm not gonna actually ask Svava in an 8 minute interview to go into the kinds of things that she went through as a child. So you're going to have to go over to her nonprofit and find out a little bit more about that. We'll make sure there's a link. And she does help survivors of abuse. But I am going to ask you to take us on the journey of your brand new beautiful book. Tell us a little bit about it. It's already a bestseller. How amazing is that? And just tell us a little bit about that beautiful book, Svava.
Thanks, Erica. Basically, yes. You know, like I just mentioned, once I recognized my journey into that, I needed to go inside. I needed to make peace with my body. I needed to really understand that, you know, as multidimensional beings, all the different layers that I needed to heal. And it took a lot of years and effort to pull that together. And I was looking for the guide, the book to show me how to live every day as a thriver, not just continue surviving and being and living out of victimhood. I was done with that. So I needed a guide. I couldn't find it. So I wrote one.
Tell us the title.
So the title is The Journey to the Heart, and it is a 365-day guide to thriving after trauma. So you can open it, you know, for every day of the year. There will be a truth. I call them little truths that you can read, reflect on, journal, meditate, because, you know, life goes up and down, but it's good to have those guideposts. And in this book, I will really help you bring it home in terms of your wellness, body, mind, and spirit wellness, and ultimately living out of your heart.
So I'm just going to change gears real quick. Tell me another one of your favorite books.
Another one of my favorite books, I think, has to be Brené Brown, Gifts of Imperfections, because my cover as a child, I was very good at pretending I was perfect, and okay. It was devastating.
Got it. And then in our last minute, why don't you read us one of your days? Just a little tiny snippet. We have about 40 seconds left.
Okay. Here's a quick one. How can you tell you're healing? You've freed yourself from the burden of shame, and you're comfortable sharing your story with others.
Thank you for coming today and sharing your story. And tell us the URL where they can find you.
EducateForChange.com. That's educate4change.com.
Thank you, Svava.
Thank you, Erica.
The Erica Glessing Show is being sponsored today by Happy Publishing and the book, The Power of Releasing Judgment. Pick up your copy of The Power of Releasing Judgment today on Amazon and start creating a new reality right away.